قررنا إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يصبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العبيد الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين عبد القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات Respected brothers, most welcome in Friday prayer and sermons. Friday, it is the day of Imam Zaman Ajawullah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Friday, it is the day of Eid. It is the day of glad tidings. That is the day of congregation of believers. That is the day of enjoying the pleasure of believers as well as with Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So this is special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provided us Muslimin this great day of Eid, and that is just after, that is coming again and again after 6 days. So now this is our duty to enjoy and to pay the right of this day and to grab maximum bounties and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are being showered by Allah on this day and especially in the mid of the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be closer to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasan the arrival of Allah for what we have to imam and with the man ajal Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from traps of and whispering of Iblis and Shaitan. So the Iblis, the Shaitan, who is our enemy, we need to plan something, we need to prepare ourselves, we need to keep ready ourselves, we need to keep awakened to defend ourselves or to protect ourselves against the different traps and whispering of Shaitan. One day, our Prophet Allah Muhammad
sallallahu
he met with Iblis and he asked, "O Iblis, what is annoying you? Any action of my ummah, any action of believers that is annoying you, what is that?" And Iblis said, "When your believers, when your followers, when Muslimin, they are paying sadaqah, they are giving sadaqah, So that annoys me. Then Prophet asks, O Iblis, why that is annoying you? Iblis replied, whenever a Muslim, a believer is giving sadaqah, he is getting different benefits. And I don't like Muslims should be benefited from these things. So that annoys me. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can you tell me what are those benefits which the believers are getting after giving sadaqah? So sadaqah in the Quran, that is a general term that includes all kind of charities, that includes zakat, that includes khums, and we also say a term just for sadaqah that is excluded, that has excluded khums and zakat. Still, we say another kind of charity that is called sadaqah. So as a whole, sadaqah includes all kind of taxes which are wajib upon us, and as well as a different category, we also call that sadaqah. So Iblis said to Rasulullah, there are different benefits. Your followers, Muslimin, can be benefited when they are giving sadaqah. So then Prophet also, whatever the Iblis said, the different benefits believer can get. Number one, he said, whenever a believer, a Muslim is paying sadaqah, they should not think after paying sadaqah their wealth will decrease, but actually by paying sadaqah they are increasing their wealth. This is the first benefit. So the believers are giving wealth, giving money, giving currency. In reward of that, so they will get to more, their wealth or their income will be increased. This was the first benefit. You are giving money, but you are getting, or you are being paid more. Number two, anyone who will give sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prolong his life. So his lifespan will be increased by paying off sadaqah. And the other benefit, that is accidental death. So many people are being killed, or they are died due to the accidents, or due to earthquake, due to accident. So this accidental death, it could be stopped by paying sadaqah. And sometimes different kind of tragedies or troubles which are coming to that family or that person could be stopped. According to one hadith of Prophet, 70 types of bala, musibat, tragedy can be stopped just by paying sadaqah. So this was the second benefit. The third benefit, Iblis said, anyone who is paying sadaqah, who is giving sadaqah, actually, he is cutting the roots of poverty from himself and from his family. Paying sadaqah does not mean you are reducing or you are decreasing your wealth. Actually, you are cutting the root of ghurbat and faqr and tangdasti. Number four, he said, anyone who is paying sadaqah, so that will make him healthy. So it means sadaqah is precaution of different diseases which can lethalize or which can damage the physique of a person, health of a person. So usually paying money, that has no direct effect. Psychologically that has the effect. Otherwise physically that has no effect. But someone who is creator of our body, when he is happy, he can command to anything to change his effects. So that's why anyone who is giving sadaqah, so he will be healthy, and different kind of sadness and depression and anxieties will be removed from such a person. Number five, he said, anyone who is giving sadaqah at the day of judgment, his rituals, his good deeds will be more as compared to his bad deeds. It means paying sadaqah, giving sadaqah is increasing or multiplying our good deeds. And without any fear, and with maximum speed, without any fear, he will cross Pulis Sirat. And the last benefit, he said, this sadaqah, this paying alms, this charity will become a wall, will become a barrier in between hellfire and the person who paid sadaqah. So these were different benefits which were told by Iblis to the Prophet. Whenever a believer is giving sadaqah, so automatically he is getting different kinds of benefits. تو یہ مختلف جو چھ فائدے شیطان نے گنوائے جو کہ اس کو ناراض کر رہے ہیں, اور جو چیز شیطان کو ناراض کر رہی ہے کس کو خوش کر رہی ہے؟ ذات پروردگار کو. تو اس لیے ہمیں وہ کام کرنا چاہیے جس سے ہمارا پروردگار خوش ہوتا ہے. جب انسان خمس دیتا ہے, زکات دیتا ہے, صدقہ دیتا ہے, خیرات کرتا ہے, تو حقیقت میں اس کا مال کم نہیں ہوتا. اللہ تو اللہ بھی کہتا ہے, ابھی قرآن کی بات بھی آئے گی, لیکن خود ابلیس یہ کہتا ہے کہ ہر وہ شخص جو اللہ کی راہ میں خرچ کرتا ہے, چاہے واجبات کی خمس اور زکات کی صورت میں, چاہے مستحبات خیرات اور صدقات کی صورت میں, پہلی بات یہ ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے مال میں برکت ڈال دیتا ہے, اس کا مال زیادہ ہو جاتا ہے. دوسری بات, اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی ایج میں اضافہ کر دیتا ہے اور اس کو ہر قسم کی حادثاتی اور ناگہانی موت سے بچا لیتا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ اس سے فقر اور تنگ دستی اور غربت کو ہٹا دیتا ہے, اور اس طرح روز محشر اس کا اعمال کا پلڑا جو ہے وہ بھاری ہوگا, اس کی نیکیاں زیادہ ہوں گی. اور یہی صدقہ جو آتش جہنم کے شعلے, قرآن یہ کہتا ہے کہ پل صراط سے جب لوگ گزریں گے تو جہنم کے شعلے آئیں گے اور اس پل سے اس کو کھینچ کے لے جائیں گے. تو یہ صدقہ ہوگا کہ جو ان شعلوں کو روکے گا, یہ صدقہ ہوگا جو ان شعلوں کو دور کرے گا, اور اس طرح بڑی تیزی کے ساتھ اور بغیر کسی خوف اور خطرے کے مومن جو ہے پل صراط کو عبور کر جائے گا. تو یہ صدقہ کی جو اتنی بڑی اللہ کی نعمت ہے ہمارے پاس, مال بھی اللہ کا دیا ہوا ہے لیکن جو کچھ ہمارے پاس ہے, جب ہم اللہ کی خوشنودی کی خاطر لوگوں کی مدد کرتے ہیں تو خود خداوند متعال اس کو زیادہ بھی کر دیتا ہے, اور بھی بہت سارے فائدے بھی ہیں. انسان صحت و سلامتی کر بھی رکھتا ہے, انسان کی ایج بھی بڑھ جاتی ہے, انسان کا مال بھی بڑھ جاتا ہے. تو اس لیے ہمیں اللہ کے قول کو یقین کرنا چاہیے. یعنی بات اچھی ہے لیکن ہمیں یقین نہیں ہوتا, یقین آ جائے تو انسان عمل کرتے ہوئے کبھی نہیں گھبراتا. لیکن ہم کیوں عمل کے میدان میں پیچھے ہیں؟ اس لیے کہ اللہ کی کہی ہوئی بات پر ہمیں یقین نہیں ہے. تو اسی طرح سورہ بقرہ ورس نمبر 264 چیپٹر 2 سورہ بقرہ, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سے, یا ایھا الذین آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتکم بالمن والاذا. سو فرسٹ آف آل, we are not doing charity, we are not giving sadaqah. This is the first thing. Secondly, if we are doing, then what we are doing, the people to whom we are helping, we are supporting, usually we are taunting, we are reminding them again and again, where we are making them injured by our words. Oh person, you are nothing, you are hungry, you are poor, this was me who helped you, this was me who protect you, this was me who protected your life, your dignity. So the good deed, the charity we done, we have demolished with our words. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tubtilu, do not make a worthless your charity by your words. those words which are annoying the people, those words which are making sad to the people, those words which are words of reproach and injury. So if we are helping someone, then we should forget, because that help was for Allah. If we are waiting some reward, Allah will give us the reward, not the people. When people are not concerned, maybe that money. So in hadith it has been said, when you are giving sadaqah, so before reaching that sadaqah in the hand of the person, that sadaqah is reaching to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, anything you are helping, you are paying to anyone, that is not going directly to the person. When you are paying, that is going to Allah. And this is Allah who is giving to that person. Or maybe we are not observing that yadullah in between us and the person. So here is the reality we have to understand. When we have given something to Allah, and whatever we have given, that was mal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was property of Allah. This was Allah who has granted us. So when we are giving something back to Allah, so if we are waiting for some reward, so that should be from Allah, not from that person. So that's why there is no need to insult anybody. كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَا لَهُ رِيَاعَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Anyone who is helping with his wealth, with his money to the people, just to show the people. People, they are helping, but they are at the same time, they are announcing, they are telling everybody, we have helped this person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you are doing charity and then you are announcing and telling everybody, and you are damaging the name and respect of that family or that person, وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, it means you are not a believer. You do not have faith in Allah and the Day of Judgment. You are ruining of everything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a parable. كَمَسَلِ صَفْوَانٍ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٌ فَأَصَابَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, there is a rock, there is stone, big stone, rock, and there is dust over that. And when heavy rains come, so that dust is removed. There is no sign of soil and dust over the rock. So Allah says, if you will do a charity and then you will insult the people, then what your example is, your parable is like that rock which had some soil, but the rain has washed away. As the rain has washed away that soil, likewise, when you are insulting the people by your words after doing charity, all of your charity, all of your good deeds will be washed away and you will have nothing. So that's why, first of all, if we are not doing charity, I have counted different benefits. We have to do that thing. Secondly, when we are doing, then there is no need to insult anybody. We should just forget what we have done. In other words, Surah Tawbah, verse number 103, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to His Messenger, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. This is the commandment of Allah to the Prophet. O Prophet, you have to take, you have to get sadaqah. Here sadaqah means, that is the wajib taxes in Islam, that is khums and zakat. O the Prophet, get khums and zakat from the people. Sadaqah here is as a general term. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. And when they will pay khums and zakat and they will give sadaqah, then what will happen? This action of paying khums and zakat, تُطَحِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا, their wealth will be purified, will be cleansed and purified by paying khums and zakat. anyone who is not paying homes and zakat, is not giving sadaqah, it means his wealth is unclean. His wealth is not pure. So this is commandment of Allah to the Prophet to clean and to purify the wealth of believers. They have to pay homes and zakat and sadaqah to the Prophet. So benefit you have no now. Then the next favor after paying homes and zakat, then Allah says, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. And the Prophet, oh you the Prophet, you have to do dua. Those people who are giving homes and zakat, so for them Prophet is then praying. صَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّا صَلَوَاتِكَ سَقَنٌ لَهُمْ. And when you will pray for them, this will give relief to them. Yani, kisi mu'min ke dil mein tab tak sukoon, ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Allah ke zikr se insaan ke qalb mein sukoon aata hai, itminan aata hai. Wo kab aata hai? Jab Aima Ahle Bayt aur Rasulullah unke liye dua kare. Aur hukm e khuda kya hai? Dua tab karenge ke jab momineen khums o zakat aur sadaqat ada karenge, tab unka maal bhi paak hoga, tab unke liye Aima Ahle Bayt aur Rasulullah dua bhi karenge. Wallahu Samir Alim. Allah is saying that he is listening, he knows whatever is happening among the people. But as a whole, this is commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet. People must pay homes and zakat to Rasulullah, the Imam of the time. And then in this way, their wealth will be purified and they will get prayers of Rasulullah and the Imam of the time.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So all these were benefits of sadaqat. When we are doing charity, when we are paying homes and zakat, there are lots of benefits. That is increasing our wealth, that is increasing our good deeds, that is reducing the dangers of death and accidental death, and that is protecting from the hellfire. But with all this, in again Surah Baqarah verse number 263, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying there is something better than this as well. What usually we are not having, and we need to have that virtue, that character. And what is that? Allah says, قَالُوا مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرًا خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَطْبَعُهَا أَذًّا وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَلِيمٌ. Other people, although this, paying homes and zakat and doing charity and giving sadaqat, that is lot of benefits you are getting from that. But there's another thing also that was also involved in sadaqat as well. Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. The same thing is here. In other words, Allah says, qawlum ma'rufum wa maghfira. Your best attitude when you are speaking softly, when you are speaking kindly with the other people, so that call a ma'roof and maghfirah, when you are doing dua for other people, it means your talk, your conversation, your dialogue with the people, your relation with the people. How many times you swear? How many times you insert? How many times you are abusing other people? So all these things we need to control. Whenever we are in dialogue with other people, so what is our duty? We have to deal them politely, softly and kindly. And Allah says, قَالُوا مَعْرُوفٌ وَاَغْفِرَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٌ. But all the benefits of sadaqat, this dealing with politeness and kindness, that is even better than giving sadaqat. يَطْبَعُهَا أَذًّا. Why this is better than giving sadaqat? Because whenever you are giving sadaqat, you are helping financially someone, يَطْبَعُهَا أَذًّا, then you are hurting them.
You are helping them first, and then you are insulting them, you are hurting them. So any kind of financial help that is also having insult of believer, hurting, we are hurting the believer, then this kind of financial help is of lower level. And the better level of that is, at least if we, first of all, we have to help them, we have to forget. But if we are helping them, then still we have to forget to whom we have helped. If we are doing this, then this financial help is one of the best deeds. But if we are helping someone at the same time we are insulting them, then Allah says, from this charity it is better not to insult them, have good conversation, and don't help them. Having good conversation, at least you are not hurting or injuring their emotions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to pay homes and zakat and sadaqah and not to hurt the believer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asr. Inna l-insana lafi khusr. Illa allatheena amanu wa amilu as-salihat. Wa tawassaw bil-haqqi wa tawassaw bis-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamd. بديع الصلوات والعرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مولوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
الحسن والحسين سيدة شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
ما عجل ظهوره إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
Beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us. The great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made us human beings. Then He granted us the great wealth of Islam and Iman. But this is a requirement from every believer. By getting lot of benefits by this favor of life, this is great favor of Allah who has given us life. Having this life, having few years of our life, we need
to use this time in a useful manner. Because this life is amana of Allah. So someone who has given us this body and this life, he had also commanded us where to use our time and where not to use our time. How to use this body and how not to use. What is the use of eyes and tongue and hands and thought, and what is the misuse of tongue and eyes and hands and our body. So if we are not following the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are dishonest, at the same time we are oppressor. So we should try to avoid any kind of misuse which is not recommended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to do. So these days, the days of Lady of Paradise, Hazrat Fatima Tuzahra, and also Hazrat Ummul Baneen, alayha salam. All the both are ladies, but both are role model for all of us. Their chastity, their loyalty, their sincerity, their sacrifice towards the Imam of the time, their worship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their movement against the tyrants and oppressors of the time, really, these ladies are role model for us. We have to follow them, we have to read them, we have to know them. And we need to follow closely their sayings. And as we are discussing for last few weeks, haya, which is a symbol of life. Anyone who is not having haya from Allah, from Rasulullah, from Imam of the time, from parents, from elders, from himself. So anyone who is not having haya means he is not having any iman. La deena liman la haya lahu. Anyone who is not having haya, it means he has no deen at all. So haya is part of iman, haya is part of deen, haya is part of life. And one of the virtue which is also included in haya, that is iffat, chastity. Because this body, this soul, this iman, as a believer, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We belong to higher authority. We belong to A'imma Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam. So when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept away all kind of rich from Ahl al-Bayt, so if we are bringing rich, are mixing rich and najasat and sins in our body and soul, so these rich and sins will keep us away from Ahlul Bayt. We cannot go to closer to Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam when our body and soul is full of sins and rich and najasat. So any kind of najasat and rich and sins we need to keep away. And anyone who is keeping away all kind of rich and najasat and sins, it means he is afif. He has observed iffat. So there are hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iffu ta'iffu nisa'ukum. Oh, the people are, especially he is addressing to the males. Prophet said, if you will observe iffat, if you will be chaste, then your ladies will also observe chastity. If
the males, the men, they are thinking whatsoever they like, they will carry on, they will do. They should not expect their ladies will be chaste. So this is interrelated. If a person is observing, if a person is thinking that his ladies should observe hijab, then in Quran, Allah says first to the men, غُزُوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ, first you should gaze down. And then it is commandment to the ladies, they should also gaze down, they should also see down, they should not look at the faces of the people, what they are doing and how they are looking. Because these are the eye contact from where most of the sins are being started. So we should not expect anything from our ladies if we are not doing. And especially our elders, our cultural thought are also the same. If, for example, their daughter is doing something wrong, they will punish. But if the boys or the sons are doing wrong, they will not take care of anything. But Prophet says, Iffu ta'iffu nisa'akum, O the men, first you observe iffat, you must be chaste, and then that will automatically come in your ladies as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you guarantee me 6 things, and I will guarantee you paradise. You do 6 things, and I guarantee you, you will be with me in paradise.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Izmanu li sittan min anfusikum azmana lakum al jannah. The first thing, usluku idha hadastum. Whenever you are speaking, whenever you are saying anything, always speak truth. Otherwise, don't say anything. Ostuku idha hadastum, whenever you are saying anything, always speak truth. Number 2, wa'ufu idha wa'adtum, and whenever you are doing promise, fulfill that promise. Otherwise, don't do promise. Nobody is forcing you. But whenever you have promise, you have to fulfill your promise. Number 3, wa'uddu idha tumintum, and whenever someone has given you amana, don't be dishonest. Always pay back the amana, and our body and soul, that is amana which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to give back this body and soul as pure as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So this is great amana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. Number 4, Prophet said, وَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ, and you have to keep pure or keep pak or do protection of your private parts. Because there are a lot of diseases, especially the AIDS, that also transfer through these organs. So Prophet said, physically or spiritually or religion-wise, anything you like to keep you healthy, your iman and your body, Prophet said, وَحْفَذُوا فُرُوجَكُمْ, keep protected always your private part. وَغُضُوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ, and always gaze down. Don't look at the faces of people. Don't look how the people are the opposite gender, they are looking good and nice. Or don't have eyes on the wealth of other people. Always try to gaze down. And وَكُفُّ أَدِيَكُمْ, and always keep your hands away from haram things. Kufu adiyakum, it means you should close your hands. Don't extend your hands towards sins and haram things. If Prophet said you are doing these six things, I am guaranteeing you that you will be in paradise with me. And yesterday, the Crown Prince of Bahrain, Salman bin Khalifa, he visited our Prime Minister David Cameron. And as you know, what is happening in Bahrain. And this country that is champion of democracy. So here, what we need, or what our leadership of this country, what they need. So they need to help to go to help the democracy, where the human rights are not given, being given to the people. So it is a huge error of judgment to feed the Crown Prince of Bahrain at a time when his regime is arresting, jailing and torturing and killing peaceful democracy protesters. Britain should not be conducting business as usual with a tyranny that is guilty of gross human rights abuses. So what is our demand from our government, from David Cameron, and from this whole, all those who are in the favor of democracy? So they have to work together to provide this facility, number one, to lift state of emergency immediately in Bahrain. Number two, to halt use of torture and release of all political prisoners. Number three, they have to draw back the Saudis and United Arab Emirates troops as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Allah.